Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Keshvi Nair is the public relations officer at the National Council of SPCAs. Thank you for joining us. A very good morning. How big a problem is this here in South Africa?
Good morning, Howard. Well, luckily, fortunately for us, our SPCAs, our member SPCAs, haven't really been complaining about dogs that were, dogs that were adopted during the lockdown period. We're not really getting complaints from them saying that these dogs are now being abandoned. And I think one of the reasons that contributes towards this is the fact that during lockdown, although the SPCA movement still carried on normally in terms of reacting to complaints, because that's our main priority, Howard, is preventing and stopping cruelty to animals. So we still responded to complaints. We still worked proactively to ensure that.
Okay, so it was business as usual in that way, which was right. So that kept people in check almost.
Yes, but even though it was business as normal for us, we did not do adoptions during the first few months of lockdown. And the reason for this was because when you adopt an animal from the SPCA, one of the most vital components of the adoption process is the pre-home and post-home inspections. And we didn't do that during lockdown because we couldn't. We did ask for permission to do that. But it was never forthcoming from the government. So we did not, because we couldn't do pre and post home checks during the COVID lockdown last year, we didn't do the adoptions. And I think that's one of the contributing reasons as to why, animals that were adopted are not being returned. Because when you do the pre and post home check, when you do an adoption at the SPCA, we check thoroughly, that when you're adopting this animal, you're going to take care of it. As opposed to, I'm not sure. Maybe there are other shelters that just give out dogs, or they allow you to buy dogs from their shelters. And we don't know whether these pre and post home checks are being done, whether the background checks are being done. And that could contribute to irresponsible rehoming. And that's why you may have overseas or at other shelters
a bigger problem.
This issue of of animals now being returned.
What I find interesting, and I don't know if it's anecdotal, you know, so often we live in our own bubbles, so we assume that whatever we talk about and think about is what everybody else does. But I certainly have noticed, even in our own household and around us with our friends or family, when people are looking for a pet, whereas in the past they might have chosen to go to a breeder, now there's a very much a move to rather adopt a rescue as part of just the way to look after animals in a different sort of a different approach to it. I've noticed a shift, but I don't know if that's just within my environment or if that is a broader focus. What's your experience on that?
Well, I'll have to agree with you there. I think a lot more people have moved towards the adopt, don't shop, kind of movement, which I think is great. Because I think a lot of people are becoming more cognizant of the cruelty, that animals experience in the breeding industry. I think because times are changing and we have more access to technology and social media is growing. A lot more people are becoming more informed of the cruelty that these animals go
enduring
through the breeding industry. They can now see that, oh, actually, your cute little teacup Yorkie, this is how the parents are living. This is what's happening to the mother. And by buying this puppy, you're contributing to that. You are contributing to that. And that's not something you want to be a part of.
Right. Absolutely right. And I guess that is good news. So what we are seeing, what you're saying, is that we aren't experiencing people abandoning their pets the way they're seeing it overseas, which I think is very, very good news. And we are seeing a move towards rescues or adopting a pet from the SPCA, one of the organizations, rather than going to a breeder where you might be encouraging an industry that isn't actually taking care of the animals, that is really all about the financial gain.
Exactly.